Today we celebrate Christmas, the birth of Jesus. There was a tradition that the incarnation, the Annunciation, took place on March the 25th. And 33 years later, Jesus also died on March 25th. And so 9 months later, December 25th, became the Feast of Christmas, the birth of Jesus in Bethlehem. Unlike Easter, Easter always on a Sunday, but Christmas can be any day of the week. And according to some ancient writers, that helped to make holy every single day of the week as we rotate celebrating Christmas year after year. You know, whenever Christmas falls on a Tuesday, that makes me happy because I was born on a Tuesday. I entered seminary on a Tuesday. I was ordained a priest on a Tuesday. And sometimes I wonder, am I going to die on a Tuesday? But anyhow, whenever the Christmas falls on a Tuesday, that makes me happy. But also, St. Augustine pointed out that now we are at the time of the dark winter, and Christ was born, and he is the light for the dark world. But also, St. John Baptist, he pointed out, he must increase, I must decrease. It is also the time of the year, as St. Augustine pointed out, when the daylight is now getting longer and longer, the light of Christ should increase in our hearts. At Christmas, we celebrate the threefold birth of Jesus. The eternal birth of Jesus, of God the Father. God from God, light from light, true God from true God. And the human birth of Jesus 2,000 years ago from Mary. And we celebrate that in Bethlehem. And then the third birth of Jesus is the birth of Jesus in our hearts by grace. We might ask, why Jesus, why the Son of God came down on earth? We are going to answer our own question in a few moments when we recite the Nicene Creed. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. Jesus comes to save us. The name Jesus means Savior. And what he is going to save us from? He saved us from sin and death. He overcame sin by dying on the cross. He overcame death by rising from the dead. Some writers pointed out that every one of us born to live, but Jesus born to die. He had a mission. He came to save us by his own death on the cross. And so we, even now, when we celebrate Christmas, we already see the shadow of the cross. St. Luke, he pointed out that after the birth of Jesus, Our Lady wrapped the baby Jesus up and laid him in a manger. The same St. Luke also recorded after the death of Jesus, they wrapped the body of Jesus up and laid him in a tomb. The wood of the manger points out the wood of the cross. The cave of Bethlehem points out the cave beside the crucifixion scene where he would rise from the dead. Jesus was born to die, but also to apply his saving grace of the cross to us. Jesus also became our food. The word Bethlehem means house of bread. The manger is where the animals eat their food. Even at his birth, Jesus showed himself to be the bread of life. We celebrate Christmas, Christ's Mass. At the Mass, Jesus becomes our food. Jesus was faithful to his commitment as Savior. He was born, but he was faithful to his commitment to the end, from the crib to the cross, and now in the Blessed Sacrament. Are we faithful to our commitment? Nowadays, we heard many people say, "I am spiritual, but not religious." Is that because in our society, people are afraid to make commitments? We think about we need commitment in order to be successful. You know, think about to have a degree, to graduate from university. You need to commit yourself to study, to do your project, to write your exam. You need to take things seriously. If you know the exam is important, you will take that seriously. Stay up late at night, study. If you know you have to get a good job, you need to make commitment. Able to meet the deadline, able to be faithful, fulfill the contract, diligent in work, otherwise you won't get your job. If you want to have a good, successful family, you need to make commitment. Faithful to your spouse, faithfully raising up children, and we have to take things seriously. But think about eternal life. Our salvation have much more consequences than a degree, than a job, than a life here on earth. But so sad, people would not want to make commitment. People would not want to take that seriously. But Jesus gave us the example. He was faithful to his commitment as our Savior. And today, each time the Mass is being celebrated, the cross, the sacrifice of the cross is made present. Each time the Mass is celebrated, the saving grace of Jesus applied to us. Each time the Mass is celebrated, Jesus is our bread of life. He continued to feed us as food with his own body and blood. Are we faithful to that commitment? When we come to Mass, we show God in a concrete way that he is our number one love, that we put him above everything. Time and again, we may fail in our commitments. And so Jesus gives us this beautiful sacrament of penance so that we can repair that broken commitment. And we dedicate ourselves to that commitment as baptized Catholics. Our Blessed Mother, Our Lady, she is the good example of commitment. She looked after the newborn baby, the baby Jesus. But she continued to be faithful to her commitment. Time and again, she found that it's hard to understand her son. But she continued to be faithful to her commitment. In the dark hour of the cross, when Jesus was dying for us, Our Lady was faithful to her commitment. She stood beneath the cross, suffered with Jesus for us. She was faithful to God, not only in good times, but also in bad times. She looked after the infant Jesus. After the ascension of Jesus, she looked after the infant church. Like our Blessed Mother, let us prepare a manger for Jesus, a manger in our heart. Make it clean so that Mother Mary put baby Jesus into our heart. And we, with the light of Jesus in our heart, the light of grace, can always grow in love. He must increase, I must decrease. May the light of Christ be always growing in our mind and hearts.